Waymo secures CPUC permit. 100K San Franciscans ready for autonomous rides. Since 2022, San Franciscans have entered a new era marked by the rise of fully autonomous vehicles. Many have chosen Waymo One's autonomous service as their go-to mode of transportation. The California Public Utilities Commission, CPUC, has granted Waymo its coveted driverless deployment permit. This green light sets the stage for an expanded, fare-based autonomous ride-hailing landscape in San Francisco. As a result, the city anticipates a progressive influx of riders eager to embrace this innovative mode of transport. Tekedra Mawakana, co-CEO of Waymo, radiates optimism. "Today's permit marks the true beginning of our commercial operations in San Francisco. We're incredibly grateful for this vote of confidence from the CPUC, and to the communities and riders who have supported our service. We can't wait for more San Franciscans to experience the mobility, safety, sustainability, and accessibility benefits of full autonomy for themselves. All at the touch of a button." A waitlist exceeding 100,000 signups showcases palpable excitement. Yet, Waymo's commitment to excellence means they will roll out their service progressively to ensure quality and reliability. Spanning locations from Bernal Heights to Fisherman's Wharf and Bayview to Land's End, Waymo's ambition for comprehensive coverage is evident. Currently, the company orchestrates over 10,000 autonomous rides weekly across San Francisco and Phoenix, catering to a tapestry of community needs. The safety imperative remains paramount for Waymo. With 43,000 lamentable fatalities on U.S. roads in 2022, Waymo Driver emerges as a beacon of hope. Notably, its first 1,000,000 miles of autonomous driving reflect a stellar safety record with 0 reported injuries. With technology that refines itself with every journey, Waymo stands at the vanguard of innovation. Adverse weather, intricate construction zones, or emergency reroutes, Waymo's prowess shines through. Navigating the road ahead, Waymo prioritizes collaboration with policymakers, community champions, and road safety aficionados, ensuring their service enriches the broader urban ecosystem. Latest, China's BYD eyes Brazil's Ford plant. Lula's push for auto sector revival.